The Navajo Nation is considering taking over the Kayenta mine, as well as the coal plant it feeds, the Navajo Generating Station, which is slated to close this year. The impending closures of NGS has been in the news for years as the energy industry shifts away from coal and toward cleaner energy sources. The Salt River Project announced it would close the mine in 2017 because producing electricity from sources like natural gas is so much cheaper. But the plant and the mine are so important to the tribal economy, Navajo Speaker Lorenzo Bates said earlier this week that the tribe must consider all of its options. Ryan Randazzo has been covering this story for the Arizona Republic, and he joins us now in studio to talk more about it. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning.
So I want to start with the risk factor here. I mean, obviously, like we just outlined there, that this is not a moneymaker plant anymore. What kind of risk is the Navajo Nation considering taking on here?
Well, right now, the nation benefits greatly from the coal plant and the mine, but they kind of get to sit back and collect the rent. They get to collect the coal royalties, and they get the benefit of the nearly 800 jobs at those two facilities. What they're talking about is becoming the owner of these facilities, mm-hmm. which immediately would require them to come up with hundreds of millions of dollars to take care of the coal plant, because just like your car, it requires routine maintenance. And the other risk to them is right now these facilities are slated to close, and that's going to be catastrophic for their economy. But the silver lining, if there is one, is they have two companies that would clean these up. So Salt River Project is obligated to clean up the power plant and return it to its natural state. That includes the massive pits of coal ash that are up there. And Peabody Energy is obligated to remediate the mine that's 78 miles away. If the tribe takes over these two facilities, not only do they have to pay for the ongoing upkeep, but they would be there's going to be some discussion anyways on who is going to have to clean these up. There might be some liability to the companies involved, but that's what these negotiations are about. And some of that cleanup liability could certainly fall to the tribe.
Right. Okay. So what does the tribe say they would do with the coal at this point if they did buy it?
Immediately, they just want to keep the two facilities running. So they want to run the mine and they want to keep the power plant operating. They think that if they vertically integrate and they run the mine and the power plant, that they can reduce the costs at the coal plant and actually make money here. That's the problem with Salt River Project, is they say that this is a money loser for them. But if the tribe didn't have to pay so much for the coal because they own the mine, then maybe it would pencil out. Not maybe. They say that it would. It's just a matter of can they negotiate the deal. Long term, they have different plans for the coal. They realize that burning coal the way it's done today in power plants that contributes to climate change with carbon emissions is not a long-term solution. But they think that if they could get 10 more years of revenue, that they could transition to making some other fuel from coal. And there's a variety of technologies out there that are being studied. None of them pencil out today and are economical. But they're worried that if they close these facilities, that they're not going to have the opportunity to use their coal for any future technologies that emerge.
So this is not necessarily an anti-clean energy solution in their minds. It's just a temporarily, you know, going to keep things going the way they are. But eventually they might look at some other more clean energy solutions.
They are looking at those clean energy solutions, and they're extremely hopeful that they pencil out one day. But this is just too critical to their economy today to shut it down, they say.
Yeah, let's talk more about that, the economy and the effect that this has on their economy. Isn't it kind of halfway closed at this point anyway?
It's on its way to closure for sure. Salt River Project is not relying on that plant as much as it has in the past. They're going to close it in December. So if someone can be transferred, if someone who works at that plant can be transferred to another part of the company, they're doing that by the dozens of workers and backfilling with temp workers. So you have a lot of temporary employees there, and they're not doing the routine maintenance on it because they don't plan on running it past December. So there's hundreds of millions of dollars in deferred maintenance at the plant. So yes, it's well on its way to shutting down.
So it's becoming more expensive, in
fact.
Yes. Okay. There are, however, many people on the Navajo Nation and from other tribes who are speaking out against this idea or ideas like this because they say they would rather have the tribe go in a more clean energy, climate-friendly direction. What are their arguments, and have they gotten any traction in this conversation?
They certainly have gotten traction in this conversation, and that's a good question because the tribe told me that they've actually been negotiating to purchase the mine for months, but they didn't disclose that because they didn't want these environmental groups to protest it and scuttle the deal for them. So they tried to keep that under wraps as long as they could, but with no other buyers coming forward and no one else stepping in to take over these operations, they had to sort of go public with their intentions here. They didn't tell us a whole lot, like how much they're willing to pay or how much of the cleanup risk they're willing to take. But yeah, the environmental groups certainly have an influence on this decision, and they would much rather see the tribe not take on the risk of a giant coal mine, but invest whatever it can into clean energy and promoting the economy that way.
All right. Real quickly, what's next? When do they make the decision?
Well, time is certainly critical at this point, because every day that there's not a new buyer stepping in and taking care of that maintenance, it's going to be more difficult to restart that plant.
Yeah.
It's almost a certainty that the thing is going to shut down in December, and it just gets more expensive to restart it. Just like I'd like to use the analogy of a car. If you don't run it for a few months, then when you do want to drive it again, you're going to have to do even more work and preparation to get it going. And the coal plant is just like that. So if they wait all the way until this fall before they actually secure a deal, then it's going to be really expensive to restart the operations.
All right. Ryan Randazzo with the Arizona Republic. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.